Support for Alaska Public Media On Demand comes from Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, marking 47 years of commitment to operating the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. Learn more at alyeskapipeline.com.
From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, Alaska North Slope crude dropped from $74.80 per barrel to $72.03 per barrel. The price of West Texas Intermediate also dropped from $71.85 per barrel to $68.93 per barrel. More than 100 students participated in a hands-on career event in Inilchik on the Kenai Peninsula earlier this month. The event was organized by the peninsula's Economic Development District and aimed to connect students at small, rural schools to postgraduate opportunities. KDLL's Ashlyn O'Hara has this story.
It's just after 11 a.m. when a classroom in Inilchik erupts with the sound of about two dozen students tearing into plastic packages of sheep eyes.
I don't know what it felt like.
After some minutes of laborious cutting with surgical scissors, pairs of students successfully extract what looks like a fleshy gray golf ball. They're quick to describe the smell and search for the gelatinous material inside.
Oh yeah, there it is.
You found the goo? Can I see the goo?
Oh, it's gooey. Yeah.
At the front of the room, Spencer Toft hunches over his own sheep eye, trimming it with scissors and guiding the group.
Everybody see that little nub on the back? So that's your optic nerve.
Wow.
That's what translates all of that stimuli that's coming into your eye, goes through that optic nerve to your brain.
Toft is the education coordinator for the University of Alaska Anchorage's Area Health Education Scholars Program. He's just one industry professional who converged on the K-12 school in Inilchik for a hands-on career day event called the Student to Career Launchpad. It was organized by the Kenai Peninsula Economic Development District, or KPED, and it was the first time more than 110 6th through 12th grade students from nine of the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District's small schools gathered for the event. Cassidy Cameron is KPED's executive director. She says her team has been planning the event since last October with the goal of bringing resources to students who might not otherwise get them.
Part of the core of this program and this concept is to reach out to our rural, small community schools and the students that are there that don't typically have capacity or resources or the opportunity to go to the large career fairs up in Anchorage or in Kenai.
Cameron says bringing the students hands-on opportunities was important.
We didn't want to have a row of 20 booths for people to just go around and get a pen or a piece of paper and talk to somebody. We wanted people to be engaged and kind of having an opportunity to be hands-on and have an experience.
Cameron says the maritime workshop was the most popular. Students practiced tying nautical knots and did team-building exercises. Next door, in the renewable energy workshop, students wielded thermal imaging cameras. Colleen Fisk is the education coordinator for the Renewable Energy Alaska project.
Since we're thinking about electricity, where does most of our electricity come from here on the Kenai Peninsula?
Mostly like AGA.
So Homer Electric Association is the organization that provides it for us. That's great. And then it's natural gas.
Back in the sheep eye dissection workshop, Toft had similar thoughts about how to engage students.
They spend a lot of time typically being talked at, right? And so our goal is to get them involved in the actual learning and have them experience what we're trying to teach them rather than just telling them about it.
Toft's workshop is geared towards students interested in healthcare.
Sheep eyes are actually very similar to human eyes in overall form and function. And it was just it's a fun activity to get the students involved, see what maybe if they're interested in human anatomy or see if that stuff grosses them out.
Ninilchik 10th grader Judea Mobley was one student who participated in the sheep eye dissection workshop. He says he signed up because he's interested in pursuing a career in healthcare after he graduates, maybe as an emergency medical technician or a surgeon. He says the activity didn't make him squeamish, but the smells gave him a headache.
I've just always wanted to pursue a medical career. I think I could do pretty good at it, and it's just always called to me.
Cameron, the event director, used to live in Seldovia across Kachemak Bay from Homer. Her own kids now attend Inilchik, and she says she'll be measuring the event's success in a few ways. She says she'll be happy if an activity inspires even one student to take the next step down a career path that interests them.
Ideally, it would be great if conversations started to happen with the principals, the counselors, when they're getting ready to register for the next session of classes, if there's something here that interests them, pursuing something in that way.
Reporting in Inilchik, I'm Ashlyn O'Hara.
In Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report.